Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good morning, all our South Shore neighbors and friends. This is Cindy Ford, once again, sitting in for Sharon McNamara. She's just winding down her family little vacation that she had so that she can gear up for our crazy busy summer ahead. And today, I have the pleasure of Sean Callahan from Able Restoration. Sean, I'm so excited. We've been trying to get you on this show for probably 6 or 8 months now. Right?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. I hope that the 6 or 8 months waiting to have us on isn't an incredible letdown.
No, I'm sure it's not. And we're having you in the office as well.
I'm looking forward to coming out, meeting with all of your team. I think it'll be informative. And, you know, it's good for us to meet interesting people who are out in the field and trying to help people secure housing for themselves and, you know, try to sell a home or buy a home is a difficult I think it's a difficult thing to do unless you have a good advisor. So I'm excited to meet your team and move forward.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So, Sean, can you just give us a little bit of history about you, and then we'll talk about Able Restoration.
Okay. Let's see. Starts way back in the late 90s. I started off when I got out of college selling software. I worked for a small company that actually made phone systems talk to computer systems. So now when you call American Express and you give them your phone number and they immediately know who you are, that's something that I did there. A little bit of that, maybe 2 or 3 years, got me into building homes with a family construction company. Mm-hmm. Kind of caught the real estate bug myself. And I actually went into real estate for just over 9 years. I built a couple offices myself.
Really?
It gave me incredible insight into seeing it from the other side. You know, when you buy your own home and you go through the process, it's one thing. When you help people do it, it's completely different. So I think it's important when I say to find a trusted advisor, knowing it, buying a home, and then, you know, knowing it, helping people purchase and sell homes. You know, it's good to have an ally. After that, I actually got into a renewables field. I worked for a company that helped people save energy at home. Solar panels, mini-split HVAC systems, home energy assessments. And I really, you know, it's interesting as you go through life, you find things that, you know, catch your fancy for a while. I like that. Worked with them for a few years, helped them build out their internal team. And actually, just over, I think 4 years ago, I met the owner of Able Restoration, who's an incredibly dynamic individual. You talk about a stressful job. He has a lot of responsibility for helping people through very difficult times. We meet people after they've had a fire at their home or their office, after they've had a major flood or a minor flood or a minor fire, if there is one. We come across people who have incredibly scary bouts of mold and the like. And what we do with them and for them is we come in, we try to stem the bleeding, so to speak. We get people back on their feet as quickly as we can. And, you know, for our commercial customers, that means opening the doors and getting back open again soon. And for, you know, residential customers, that's, you know, how quickly can we get back to normalcy? And that's where we're at right now. We've just built out a new division of our company that helps people with no-cost home energy assessments. And then we come out after that, and if there's room for improving insulation or air sealing or, you know, anything sponsored by MassSave, we go ahead and install it for them and, you know, leave the home better than when we find it.
So why don't we talk a little bit about MassSave? You know, how you partner with them, because MassSave has an incredible product. And I know that the inspectors that we use, part of their... when they inspect the properties, they give you a pamphlet on MassSave, because there's so many, you know, things that MassSave will come in and do, and there's a lot of, they'll finance things at a 0% or a very low interest rate. I think it is zero. I'm not sure that they will, you know, help you and have X amount of years to pay it off. So why don't you give us a little bit of the background of what you do to partner with MassSave, because sure. MassSave is great. They have wonderful programs.
MassSave is an incredible program, and, you know, it's really interesting. Being a 24-hour emergency service company, it's always fun to take the time and explain to people, you know, why do we do that side of the business as well? If you consider Able Restoration, the entire company, we're basically a niche construction company. So at our core, we're a construction company that helps rebuild homes and correct homes. So we already have the skill set, the people, the trucks, the tools, obviously, all of the accoutrements that you need to be a construction company, we need to be in MassSave. We decided to join MassSave to meet people in a different fashion. We typically meet people at the worst, absolute worst part of their life. You know, if you've not gone through a fire or had a flood at your home, it's just a devastating event. So typically when we meet people, it's not their best days. Now when we meet people, people are somewhat excited to have us. You know, there's a few things that MassSave has allowed us to do that, you know, really helps us grow our business and meet more people. But one of them is when we have a home energy assessment, which really, you know, unlocks all the savings and the rebates and, you know, the no-cost items that we're allowed to give away. When you have that assessment, we immediately come in and we'll go through the home and we'll swap out all of the incandescent bulbs for new LED bulbs. And right off the bat, when we meet with people, we're helping them save money. It's interesting the way the utilities have it set up. They want you to have the assessment. They want to make sure that they have taken every chance that they can to save power, to save gas, to save electricity. And then what they really want for us is to come through after, and if there's opportunity, air seal the home and insulate it. They compensate our company for most of the work, where the customer is left with a small copay, very small remainder. You know, often for us, we'll go out and, you know, we'll perform all of the insulation and air sealing work for a customer. And, you know, it would be expensive to do it outside of the program, but through the program, the customer's copay can be anywhere from $200 to $600.
Depending on what it is that they're having done, you know, in the property, right?
Absolutely. You know, smaller homes that have, you know, maybe R19 in their attic, we can go through there. We peel back the insulation. We'll air seal all the penetration. So basically, if you consider your home, you know, just when you're boiling water and the steam comes up out of the pot, it's because the heat rises. Your home acts the same way. It sucks in all the cold air at the basement and it just blows right out the attic. What we do is we come out, we spec the home, we air seal it with one part foam, and then we insulate right over the top. It's non-invasive. We're in and out in under a day, and people immediately feel different in their home because they're more comfortable and, you know, their wallets feel better because they're saving money. You had mentioned the financing aspect of it. One thing that MassSave does well is take our company as, you know, the tip of the spear. We get into the house. If you have an older boiler or older air conditioning system at your home, MassSave really wants to get those systems out of the home and put newer systems in. So, you know, right now they have an early boiler and an early furnace replacement plan where they'll give up to $3,500 for eligible equipment for eligible people. So when we come out for a no-cost home energy assessment, our men and women are out there taking note of everything. And when they're done, they say, okay, well, these are all the offerings that you're eligible for through MassSave. And if you'd like to take advantage of them, here's your next steps. This is who you would call. And We just shepherd people through the program.
And they can do, can they do something every year if they want? Like, say you get this assessment, but you bought an older home that needs a lot of work, and so you, you know, pick and choose what you want to have replaced or done, and then next year, could you call MassSave and have them come in and do more of the work?
It's interesting. MassSave will allow you to have a home energy assessment once every 2 years.
Oh.
If you've just purchased a home, you're automatically eligible to have that assessment. So the interesting thing, and why we partner with, you know, really talented real estate agencies, is we need to help people understand that what we're doing at your home can increase the value now and in the future. So you ask, you know, can I do this every year? What you could do is you could have your assessment this year. If our assessor or our advisor finds that there's a lot of work to do, you can break that up over years. They would prefer that you do it all at once so you can achieve all the savings at once and have all the comfort at once. That's why they have a program called a heat loan, which is 0% for 7 years, up to $25,000. But,
wow,
you know, the real way to attack it is what's comfortable for the customer.
That's great. So right now you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, except it's Cindy Ford today, and I have Sean Callahan from Able Restoration. If you have any questions whatsoever for Sean or myself, please call us at 781-837-4900. And if you're uncomfortable calling in, if you'd like to text Sean, how can they text you so that you can answer them online?
You could text me at 781-630-2134. Again, that's 781-630-2134. I'd be happy to read any text on the air and answer the question.
Great. Thank you so much. So getting back to that, so say I had, you know, it was $10,000 worth of work that needed to be done, and I do want to get it all done, you know, before the winter. They will potentially give me $3,500 toward that? Is there a minimum that you're going to get that $3,500? Like, say it's $7,000. Will you always get the $3,500 regardless of what, you know, the job costs?
Okay, so there's a few aspects of the program, and it's so broad that, you know, we should probably break them into pieces.
Okay.
If you're considering weatherization work for your home, which would be air sealing and insulating, you know, for instance, if you have an older home, you know, on the South Shore, there are many older homes that actually don't even have insulation in the walls, you know, that would be a larger job to do. MassSave will contribute up to $2,000 of your job, or 75% of the job. So in that aspect, if there's, you know, $2,600 worth of work to be done, your copay would be around $600. On the other end, if your boiler is older or your furnace is older and you replace it with the proper equipment, you could receive up to $3,500, depending on if it's a furnace or a boiler, and how efficient it is.
Oh, great.
So that's
to know.
In a form of a rebate.
Great. So we have a caller. Someone named Sharon is on the line. Sharon, good morning.
good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm happy you're back. Can I just say that? And I am thankful that it's radio.
Yes, I'm so debating right now. Like, should I call her, make her a little more nervous? So what's going on? But I just wanted to say good morning to all of our listeners out there. And thank you so much, Cindy, for allowing me and my family to just sort of take off last minute. When we realized we're only together for 10 days until Thanksgiving, we thought, yeah, we're just going to take off. So thank you so much for that. We had a great, great vacation.
Oh, great. I'm so happy for you because I'm exhausted. No, I'm so happy that you're rested.
I haven't listened to last week's show yet, but I just tuned in this morning. We actually got delayed last night coming into Atlanta, some bad weather circling around up there for about an hour. But we got home really, really late last night after 1:30. But I wanted to say hello to Sean, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be there. I was very excited to meet you as well.
Well, I'm glad you called in. It's almost as good as you being here.
Well, you have no idea, Sean, what it's like with the two of us there. So you might want a second guest coming on when the two of us are there together. Right. It's a little different.
But
it is.
But one of the things, I was actually just sitting here listening because, honestly, Sean, this is something that we have really been, you know, anxious to have you on, because one is the MassSave part of it is just extraordinary, and our listeners are going to love that. But also what you do for restoration, and I have to take off in a little bit, but Cindy can tell you about the time she caused me to have a fire in my own house, and that was her fault, not mine.
I caused. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. But one of the interesting things, I think, Sean, about your company that really intrigues me about doing the MassSave as well as restoration is that in a lot of home inspections that I've done, and I've done hundreds of them with Stephen Cook from Imperial, is we see that homeowners sometimes go up into their attic, and this is what prompted me to call you when you started talking about the insulation, and they see any airspace, and we've seen people just stuff insulation in there. Well, they're really stuffing the soffit vents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really interesting that you can go in there and you fully know how mold is going to happen. So when you are doing the insulation and everything, it's done the proper way. Because I think that that's really an important part of it. Do you agree?
I think that it's important. And, you know, if you look at it from the way we attack it, we go into a lot of homes when we're providing no-cost energy assessments that actually have mold, Sharon, from specifically, you know, what you described, where people aren't allowing their home to, you know, your home actually breathes as a system. And, you know, by plugging up the ability or, you know, taking away the ability for your home to breathe, you're actually sometimes making, you know, the whole system worse. So, you know, what we try to do through training and, you know, the MassSave program as a whole is incredibly, I would say that they're stringent in the requirements to be in the program and how we attack, you know, the home energy assessments and actually how we do the work in the home. And for us, if you think about, you know, where we like to work in the South Shore and maybe just up to the city and then, you know, out west a little bit, you have a lot of homes that were built in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s with pine. And, in, you know, over time, the pine dries and it warps. So, you know, these gaps that you're speaking about are perfect opportunities for, you know, warm air, hot air, moist air to sneak right up through the home and get up in the attic. And that's really how, you know, the mold issue comes into play. You know, for us, dealing with mold, you know, basically as a core business of ours, you know, we don't really shy away from that. So if we're on a home energy assessment and we see mold, we actually share with the customer that, you know, you shouldn't really be nervous. We can correct this. And part of this is not something that's going to be there forever. We can find ways to lessen the impact of the moisture getting up into the attic. And I think that, you know, our customers are, they're pretty excited because a lot of people know that they have mold and they want to hide from it. And the easiest way to deal with it is just to correct, you know, what's ill with the home. Why is the moisture getting in there? Why is it sneaking out? And, you know, through MassSave, we found a way to just almost eradicate it by, you know, cutting down the amount of air that can sneak up through the house and out. Mold itself, it shouldn't be as scary as it is to people, but it's almost, you know, the fear of the unknown. A lot of people see a little bit of mold in their attic and they, you know, they immediately see dollar signs and they think they're going to be ill. And this might, you know, the fee for service to take it out might be far too high. It, you know, oftentimes it isn't, and there's multiple ways to attack it. But, you know, working through meeting people through MassSave, if we see it, we've come across people who don't even know they have mold and we take care of it for them and then insulate the home.
Yeah, and I think that's important, too, is one thing is getting rid of it, but I think the more important factor is, you know, stopping where it came from and how it's starting anyways. And we see people making a lot of mistakes, like the, you know, from the bathroom on the second floor, venting into the attic and things like that. So we see a lot of mistakes. So I think that people would be, you know, actually lucky to have you who do both. You know, you see how things happen and you're there to protect them. So one thing that Cindy and I are big on is educating our clients and our agents actually in the office so we can better serve all of our clients. So I think that this is a great mixture that you have there. So I'm not going to take much more of your time. I did want to just call in and say good morning. And Cindy, love you to pieces. Thank you so much. I'll be back next week so all our listeners can hear our banter.
Sounds like a plan. I'm so glad that you had a nice time. And hopefully I did justice to your show, your fabulous show.
Sure. It's our show, and I'm going to hang up, and I'm not going to listen, so you don't have to be nervous, okay?
All right. You have a great day, Sharon. Thanks
right.
for
Bye,
calling
Sharon. In. Bye-bye. Nice to meet you, Sean.
Nice meeting you as well.
So right now we are going to take a break, and again, this is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and if you have any questions for Sean or myself, 781-837-4900. We'll see you after the break.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we are back, our listeners. And I have the, oh my gosh, I'm so excited today. I can't even stand it. Sean Callahan from Able Restoration. Ooh, you have so much knowledge, and I'm so excited to know you, and I'm going to have you come out to my house because I'm sure there's some things going on there. But we're going to circle back in a little while and talk more about MassSave because it is such an incredible program, and I encourage all my first-time home buyers to look into it. But we're going to talk a little bit about water and fire damage right now, right?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Sean?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, part of the reason why we want to come on this show is to, you know, let people know about us. Obviously, we want to advertise our company, but water damage in a home and fire damage in a home and in businesses, those are two items that most people don't ever have to go through. But when they do, they actually don't even know, you know, who should I reach out to? What are the proper steps? How do I work with my insurance company? What can and cannot be done? And I think for Able, part of what makes us successful at the way we attack business is, you know, we take people from cradle to grave. So basically, we, you know, you're having the worst day of your life, you call us at 3 a.m. because there's been a fire, or, you know, you've discovered that, you know, the sump pump gave out or something like that. We actually have project managers on a rotational call. So if you call us at 3 a.m, it goes right to the project manager's answering service. They get pinged and they're immediately either back on the phone with you or out to your business or your home, you know, under 2 hours mostly, and they'll probably be bringing people with them if you're able to relay to us what's going on, if the situation is actually safe enough. It's a fire situation. You know, obviously, we want everyone to come out of the home, get everyone out, get safe, and then make the call. But typically, what we do is we get out there and we try to stabilize or stem the bleeding at the home. If it's a water situation, immediately, we need to work to get the water out. Water, it will soak in everywhere. It'll wick up the walls. It will go so quickly and infiltrate so many parts of your home or your basement or your kitchen that it just immediately, within 48 hours, can start to generate mold. So we're going to want to get the water out and start drying immediately. If we can get there soon enough and we can get the water out and we can start drying, we may have the chance not to have to do demo. One of our claims to fame is we're very good at structural drying. There's quite a technique to it. I don't know how to do it. I know how to speak about doing it. But when I see our men and women in the field, the way they set up the fans, the way they set up the dehumidifiers, the way they set up the desiccant trailers, the way that they attack it so we don't have to do demo, so we don't have to cut the home, it's really impressive. And it's one of the things that we do well. Helps people save money in the long run. It's kind of where we like to attack it from.
So time is of the essence.
Time is always of the essence. Most of the time when we get called out to a residential or a business, as quickly as we can get there makes the total job cost lower. Secondarily, most people aren't even aware of this. As quickly as we can get in touch with their insurance agency and we get going on that paperwork, most of the work that we do is covered by insurance. So as quickly as we can be brought in and put into that circle of partnership with your insurance company, with the homeowner, that makes the experience go more smoothly, and it keeps costs really down, far down.
Well, that which is huge. I mean, because that can be extremely costly when you have to, you know, tear up rugs and tear down walls and, you know, put up new blue board. Like, that's just devastating.
And again, if we can dry the home, if we can get to the water quick enough, oftentimes we can get around that, which is it's counterintuitive. You want to think that you'd have to make flood cuts all the way around your building to get it out. But if we can dry it, if we can actually draw that moisture out, we wouldn't have to do that.
How do they come in this big, like, with white suits on and, like, almost like, well, I'm going to say Ghostbusters because I can't think of right now. But they come in, it should be environmental, but work with me, people. And they come in, and do they have these big machines? Because this is interesting to me. So they have these big machines that they are portable? Like, how would you get? You've got 3 feet of water in your basement, your finished basement. It's a finished basement.
You know,
so
I have
what
to
are
share
we doing?
With you.
Please do.
I live in Pembroke, and I went over to my brother's house, who lives a mile away. And I had to borrow something from his garage. He was actually up in New Hampshire at our ski house. And I thought I heard something in his home when I was in the garage through the wall. I was like, oh, it must be the dog. And I said, that's interesting. They're in New Hampshire. So I let myself in. And one of his baseboard radiator elbow coupling joints had given way. And it was just spraying water everywhere. I immediately went down to his basement to turn the water off. Rule one, turn the water off.
Oh.
And when I got to the basement, there was easily a foot of water in the basement. So my guess is that it had been flowing for days on end. So to answer your question, how do we attack it? Well, you know, we mobilize from Brockton, where we have 85,000 square feet. All of our trucks sleep inside in the winter, so we're ready to go. Nothing's ever frozen. All of our equipment's there. We had two pump trucks come out and immediately start to pump the water out. Took about 8 hours with two trucks to pump all the water out. Then we install fans to start to circulate the air. We have large dehumidifiers, very large, not like ones you would find in your basement. They're about the size of refrigerators to start to pull that moisture out. And then we also have a desiccant trailer, which actually is cycling the air in and out. Seems like it's heating it up, but what it's really doing is using a chemical reaction to get hyper dry air back in to help get the moisture out. In that instance, there was so much water and it been there for multiple days. We couldn't save it, so we had to demo a whole finished basement.
That's what I was going to ask you, because, you know, we said time is of the essence, and I'm thinking to myself, well, thank God you needed to borrow something from your... right?
And I mean, it could have gone for 3 more days.
Because it could have gone even far worse, and maybe even up the upstairs. I don't know how...
Absolutely. I mean, the scary part of it is that this happens more often than you would think, and when it happens to you, it wasn't my home, and this is what I do for work, so I wasn't really stressed out. I knew immediately, you know, to call 888-ABLE-911. Got the on-call project manager. They mobilized the crew. They were there, and, you know, they were pumping water out within 60 minutes. It was just amazing. The scary part is when it happens to you and you don't know who to call and you don't know what to do.
Right.
And part of the reason why I'm on the show and part of the reason why we meet people through MassSave is we coach them during the home energy assessment, say, hey, you know, our core business is water loss, fire damage, and mold. If you ever have a water loss in your home, I just want to let you know, I put a small little tag on your main water shutoff. Always shut the water off, then immediately give us a call.
And that's great, because you hope you never need it. But, and again, you putting that tag there, because I know I can't remember yesterday. So I'd be like, who was that person that came out to give us our home assessment? Oh, my God. And you don't know, but you right at the main water shutoff, there you go. You've got your tag there. Call you immediately, and you guys will be out 24/7.
You know, it's interesting. People ask us, well, I know where my water shutoffs, do you have to put a tag there? We don't have to put a tag anywhere. The real issue is that if you were at work and you had to call your home and, you know, your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife were there and you had to quickly, you know, they were nervous and scared, could they turn the water off?
Freaking
do they know
out.
Where it is?
Most people, well, you know, a lot of people do not know
and now
where
they
the
just
main...
go look for the white, big white tag.
And there
turn
you
me,
go.
How do you know to turn it off? Turn it the opposite way.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty still?
If it goes that way, just get it off.
Get it off, turn it off. So that was, you know, you helped your own family out there.
Mm-hmm.
What about, so I hate to even say this, but let's talk a little bit about like what happens, because again, you know, that potential, if it's a big loss, there's, you know, it's hot, you know, you don't mm-hmm. want to go in there
mm-hmm.
if there's still any potential. So do you have to work with the fire department to get the clearance that it's okay to go into that property, or how does the fire portion of it work?
Well, first of all, the professionals that are, you know, firefighters and paramedics and EMTs, every time we go to a large fire, I'm amazed at the skill, the technique, how incredibly brave they are to do what they do. So,
absolutely.
You know, from an ABLE standpoint, you know, we're in constant awe of, you know, firefighters and fire departments. So, you know, it's really interesting for how we work with them. So, for instance, right now we're in the North End. We're working on, you know, what is left of a huge fire in the North End. You know, a lot of our work is commercial work. We do a lot of work in the city. You know, we're big enough where, you know, we handle large buildings all by ourselves. And, you know, it's interesting because we're big enough to do all this commercial work and small enough to get out and help homeowners, too. It's something that we found a way to make that work. But to answer your question, typically, we get called. The fire is either still in play or on the way out. When we're given the green light by the fire department, typically, you know, one of our more senior project managers will be there, and they'll walk the building. And, you know, at that point, it's almost triage. They figure out how we're going to attack it, where we're going to send our men and women, and what the next steps are. Typically, we get immediately involved with the insurance companies too. You know, larger commercial buildings, you know, there are a lot of different people in play. And we form a game plan and we attack it. If it's a very, very massive fire like the one in the North End, you know, we'll have two or three project managers on that, you know, with the owner of the company, and really take the time to make sure that the building is structurally sound, everyone's going to be safe, and then we can, you know, do what we have to do.
So, and again, if you have any questions today, I'm with Sean Callahan of ABLE Restoration. I'm so excited to have him as a guest host. And you can call us at 781-837-4900 if you have any questions for Sean. And Sean, so let's just talk about a home that potentially had, you know, a good amount of damage. It's going to need a lot of work being done, so you can handle all of that from beginning to end. Is that
if the customer wants us to take it, as I mentioned, from cradle to grave, that's what we do. Oftentimes, we come in and we'll provide the drying services, and we'll get it back to where it's stabilized. And if people wish to have their own contractor come out and do the work, that's fine. That's absolutely their discussion. Other people are very comfortable with us. You know, a lot of people don't or haven't come across a major rebuild in their life, and after we build rapport with our customers and they trust us and they know that we do good work, they want us to rebuild it as well. But, you know, basically, it's always customer driven. You know, we like to feel that we do very good, solid work, and people want to work with us through the end. So we try to help them. If they want to go in a different direction, we get it to the point where we're able to hand it off, and we're handed off.
Because some people, they have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have guys for different things. They have a guy.
And we respect that. And it would be, I think it would be wrong of us to come in and plant our flag in a home and say, you know, you have to rebuild with us. We do a lot of work via referral.
Right.
People refer us because they trust us. They like us. They want us in their home because they feel safe. So for us, if a customer is ready to go in a different direction because they have a guy or they have a gal, fantastic. We appreciate the opportunity to serve him. You know, in a fire situation, we hope to never see that same customer again because it's so traumatic. But again, you know, we can offer other services to them. If they want to work with us, that's fine.
Oh, that's good too.
It's funny. You asked about a residential situation. We actually just brought on a new, it's so interesting. I don't know if we have enough time to explain it, but it's called an Asporta cleaning system. Consider a washing machine the size of a Ryder van.
Okay.
When you have a fire at your home, most of the damage is caused by smoke. The smoke is very acidic. It etches itself just into everything. And we have the ability at our building at Brockton, you know, as I mentioned, it's 85,000 square feet. So in our building, we have different areas for the different things we can do. We can actually take your soft goods from the home, load them into what we call vaults, but they're locked wooden structures, pods. We bring them back to Brockton. We'll actually unload everything. We clean it. We have clean rooms, so it goes right through the cycle, dirty to cleaner to cleaner. But we have these Asporta cleaning systems, and it's really interesting because I play hockey. I run my hockey gear through it. It doesn't so much spin and agitate as it forces the water through soft goods. You know, we clean leather jackets. We clean cushions. We clean heirlooms all through our own systems in-house, and we bring them back. All of this is covered by the insurance company, but as I mentioned, from cradle to grave, we can take the water out, we can take the smoke damage out, we can rebuild, and the soft content in your home, we can clean and return. It's. We hope that people never have fires, but if they do, we can handle all that. And again, once we start working with you and your insurance company, it becomes seamless. We're almost one team.
So you can handle, like you were talking clothing, and what about, you know, furniture? Sometimes, does the furniture have to go, or could that
furniture,
be?
Furniture is very interesting because obviously, although it might be easier to put it in a washing machine, we can't. Those will be hand cleaned specifically. And if we can save it, we will. You know, for us, we're trying to serve the customer's whims. If it's a total loss and we can't save it, I think we share that with people. And some items of furniture you don't want to let go. Some heirlooms you really don't want to let go. So we try. And if you can't, you can't.
And, you know, interesting you say that. So Sharon was mentioned when she was on the phone that when we had young children and we were sleep deprived, and we used to boil the baby bottle nipples on the stove. Well, Sharon was down in her basement. There's an office down there, and she was doing book work, and she had the baby with her. And we were talking on the phone, and when we get going, it can be days, like literally days. So she went upstairs to, I don't know, feed the baby, do something. Her entire house was, she couldn't see. She had been in the basement. And thank God the baby wasn't upstairs in the bedroom. And we laugh about this now. But what happened was the water, you know, absorbed and the nipples, they melted and then they caught on fire. And there was like rubber, plastic, like everywhere in her house. And, you know, it was traumatic and horrible, but you know, we tend to not cook or do anything other than drink when we're talking on the phone.
Sure, safety first.
We learned the lesson the hard way, but thank God. I mean, that could have been worse if Mackenzie was upstairs taking a nap, or Casey, and she was in the basement working. Door was shut to the upstairs. She went upstairs, and the entire and her cabinets were black, like literally black from whatever that the
it's the soot.
It was. Everything had to go. And again, it was horrible, and they had to live in a hotel with two little babies because they were little at the time. It was just a traumatic experience for them, and she blames me. She called me. Can we just say that? She called me.
She is the boss.
She is the boss. She wasn't the boss of me then, though. She's the boss of me now. You know what? We have to take another commercial. See how time flies when you're having fun? So we're going to take another commercial break. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I have Sean Callahan here from Able Restoration. I'm learning so much today, and that's why I love doing this show. And you can reach us at 781-837-4900. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Bass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured, 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And welcome back, everyone. So right now, I'm going to ask Sean. I had, God forbid, something happen in my home. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to call you for an assessment. Or maybe I'm just going to call you for an assessment because I've been in the home for a while and maybe I could use some energy saving. Mm-hmm. There goes my train of thought. Some energy saving tips or whatever I'm trying to say there.
Perfect. Well, basically, it's a simple process. The home energy assessment or home energy audit goes by multiple names. Very easy to sign up for. You can email myenergyaudit@able911.com.
Can you say that one more time?
Sure. It's myenergyaudit@able911.com. Or you can simply go to our landing page, which is auditmyhome.com, and there's a sign-up form there. You can actually get to us from our main website as well, which is www.able911.com. And basically what we do is we talk to our customers, our clients. We ask them a few questions about their home. We find out, you know, what they want to know about their home so we can tailor our presentation to them. If you're nervous about the fact that your electric bills are through the roof, then, you know, we're going to help you with that. We still handle the home energy assessments the same way. We basically take your contact information, your utility account information, and we're given approval from the utility companies to come out to your home at no cost. The utility companies compensate my company for the time. We basically will start a 3-hour tour. We start in the basement. We take a look at your heating system. We want to make sure that it's firing right. This day or these days, carbon monoxide obviously is a huge requirement for selling a home. You need a carbon monoxide detector. So the first thing we do is we make sure that your furnace or your boiler is firing right, that it's not spewing off CO into your home. We'll then take a walk around the basement, find out everything we need to know about what you have for a heating system, how your domestic hot water is fired, you know, take a look at the electrical panel to find out, you know, do you still have knob and tube? Because that's actually something we can help you with through the MassA program. And then we get upstairs into the main living space and we get going. Our immediate desire is to swap out as many incandescent bulbs as we can with these beautiful LED bulbs. You'd be amazed at how the technology has changed.
Not like those circly ones that I have
We have those and we would put those in the garage where you don't use them because they work fine. The issue is that they have better technology now, and we're able to provide those at no cost. Right now, the record, I believe, resides in Duxbury. We put in 198 bulbs. Wow. That person, if you can just consider, if they had all 198 bulbs on at a time, I'm sure it's like the Griswolds and Christmas Vacation. At the same time, you know, their electric bill immediately went down month over month. It's, you know, the bulbs that we're putting in take up about 8 watts each. You know, typically we're swapping out 60-watt bulbs. So, you know, you could run about just over 6 of these bulbs for one bulb the other way. So when we swap out those bulbs, what we're doing for people is helping them save money on the electric bills right away. And what that does is that allows the utility company to meet savings goals, which is a benefit for them. So we're helping the utility company. Yes, they compensate us for doing it. Yes, the bulbs are at no cost. to the person having the assessment. At the same time, the person having the assessment wins. They receive no-cost bulbs. We'll let them keep their old bulbs if they want it. Some people have an attachment with their bulbs. We don't want to break that bond. We don't get in the way of people and their bulbs. After that, the advisor will go through your home and make sure that you have insulation everywhere. A lot of homes in the South Shore are older. We come across homes that don't even have insulation in the walls. Get up into the attic and see what we're dealing with there. After we're done, we simply load all the data into the computer. We're given a software program that will model your home, and it basically says, okay, through the program, you can do X, Y, and Z. We present it to the customer, and then, you know, the interesting part of it is it becomes a Q&A session, and, you know, our advisors really like to make sure that everyone has every question answered. The MassSave program, it's a massive program, and there are many things that you thought you knew before you got on in there, and then we get in there and explain what you're actually eligible for, and the program changes year after year. And we share with them what they can have, and if they want to move forward, it's very easy. We schedule the work, and we come out and do it. A lot of the work that we do is simply adding to insulation that you have. If you're a Columbia Gas customer, we can come in there and bring you right up to R49 under the program, and, you know, the program covers most of the cost. I mean, they really cover almost all the cost. It's just a minimal copay for the customer. If you went out and had a regular insulation company come out, it would cost more and you would have to pay the whole thing. So by signing up for, you know, your no-cost home energy assessment with us, you have the ability to get all these improvements, you know, basically at no cost to you.
Oh, great. Well, right now we have a caller. We have Jim from Marshfield. I'm sure he has a question for you. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to see if that MassSave program covers windows.
Sure. Why do you ask? Do you want to replace windows, or windows why you think your home is too hot or too cold?
It's basically they're ancient, they're wobbly, they're
okay.
Inefficient, I guess.
Great. Well, to answer your question, MassSave does not cover replacing the windows. What MassSave will allow you to do is that if you have Able out to your home and you have a no-cost energy assessment with us, we provide you with entry into the MassSave program. You would be eligible, if your windows are single pane, for using a program called the Heat Loan. And the Heat Loan is up to 7 years and up to $25,000. So, for instance, if we came out to your home and we did a home energy assessment and we found that some of the windows were single pane, some of the windows were double pane, the single pane windows would be eligible for heat loan financing. And that's a 0% loan. You would get that from one of, I think it's 32 local smaller banks. And MassSave will go ahead and pay the interest for you, but it's 0% interest to you. So to answer your question, per se, no, they don't cover windows. But if you have a no-cost home energy assessment, you will have the vehicle, if you want to finance newer windows, to do it at 0% for up to 7 years.
Oh, good. All right. And you said your number was 800-ABLE-911, was it?
Yeah, if you want the local number, it's 781-335-0000. Our 24/7 hotline is 888-ABLE-911.
So that's a Weymouth number, 335?
Yes, it is.
And then all zeros.
All zeros.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks
Have a great
calling,
day.
Jim.
Yep, bye.
So that was great. Again, great information for Jim because, you know, windows can be costly.
Sure. And it's interesting because I asked Jim, and I wasn't trying to be flippant. A lot of people, when they're in the home, you feel a draft and you feel that it's coming from your windows. But it's very interesting. And again, my team are so talented at this. I feel like I'm doing them a disservice explaining it to your listeners. But the way that a home works is all of the hot air is sucked in from the basement. And it goes right up through the roof. So in essence, we like to attack a house in an ABC mode: attic first, basement second, condition space served. So to be more comfortable in the home, to realize more savings, your windows are typically the last place for return on investment. So if we can come into your home and there's actually work we can do, and we can air seal in your attic, we can increase the insulation in your attic, and we can air seal and insulate your basement through, you know, it, through that process, your windows will immediately become better because we're stopping the leakage of air through your home. Now, if you want to swap out your windows, you know, we would recommend that you do that. That's fine. But typically replacing your windows doesn't return the, you know, the bang for the buck as insulating your attic and basement. And if you want to do it, you know, MassSave will provide the vehicle to do it. But through stack effect, if you really want to save the, you know, the air that you pay to either heat or cool, you fix your attic first and then you go to your basement.
Excellent, excellent information. I'm signing up. I'm having you over.
We can't wait to get out.
I know, because I think I have mold for the last 25 years in my attic, but I'm not sure. It could just be nothing.
And if it is, and we find it, you know, it's, you know, a lot of times at our home energy assessments, we come across mold and people have a sheepish look on their face because I feel like they think they know that they have mold, but they're not sure. And it kind of gets pushed to the back burner and people are so busy, they don't want to deal with it. And, you know, our concern is that, you know, mold and mold spores and, you know, being in your air, it can make people ill and it can affect indoor air quality. So if we can help people, we try to. And we discount our mold services for our home energy assessment customers. So if you have a home energy assessment with Able and we're going to do insulation work, it's interesting because we can't move forward with insulation work until we clean up the mold. Right. So what we try to do for the customers, try to package that to make it more palatable. And oftentimes, people are afraid of taking that first step, so they don't even really know what they have. And, you know, we come out at no cost to them, and we'll take a look at it. Just give us a call. We'll take a peek. If it's something that's out of control, well, first of all, you should fix it anyways because it's not safe. If it's something that's small, you'll feel much better anyways.
And, you know, I find that most people, especially my people that have been in their homes a lot longer, they don't go up in the attic anymore. They have no idea that they had mold. So one of the things that I recommend is for my people that are coming on the market, and everyone has pride of ownership, and they take very good care of their home, but sometimes it gets to the point where you maybe don't go in the basement as often or you don't go in the attic as often. We recommend someone coming out beforehand so you're not surprised at the actual inspection when someone purchased your property. Would you do something like that with your company?
I think that, you know, Cindy, that shows that, you know, you and Sharon are true professionals. You have to really, you know, when you're selling your home, and, you know, I've been through both sides of buying and selling homes, you have to really know what you have when you're going to market, because if your clients want to exact top dollar for the home, well, you know, they have a responsibility to you as their broker to give you a product that you can get top dollar with. So I agree with you. If you have the opportunity to have us out before you list your home, we give to your clients a no-cost home energy assessment. You know, we can go through, swap out all the bulbs, provide upgraded insulation. You know, you've just increased the value of the listing. So, you know, you as a talented broker, by referring, you know, Able to your clients for a pre-sale home energy assessment and increasing the insulation, you've done something at low to no cost for your client to help them get more money. And, you know, younger buyers who are coming into the market now, they're savvy, they're sharp. They know that if a home is older and it's not insulated right and it's not air sealed, that juxtaposed against another home that is, you know, they'll pick the home that's better.
Absolutely.
Insulated. They'll pick the green home. And if you have people who have lived in the home and enjoyed a home for 30 years and, you know, they're ready to move on to the next part of their life, why not take advantage of us and just completely and totally take one thing off of the table?
Right, especially with, I find with my young buyers, and they are able to maybe purchase a home that's much older, they're scared about the heating bills for the winter because most of those homes have no insulation. Mm-hmm. And they are putting down their entire life savings, which, you know, they don't have any money left over, or they, you know, may not be able to afford to go out and get just a regular loan. So having you come out is huge, you know, and that might make the difference of them buying the home, when I can say when I'm listing that home, oh, by the way, this house may be 150 years old, but my client has done this, 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 and this. Well, automatically, again, as you said, it increases the value. Unbelievable.
And it increases the value. It low to no cost to your clients. I think if you consider the fact that you have a home that wasn't insulated before and now is fully insulated, and we leave behind documentation and we speak to the R values that we leave it at, we actually run a test called a blower door when we come out to do insulation work. We basically take a huge, powerful fan that has a computer attached to it. We turn it on and we see how much air leaks in and out of the house. Then we go through and we do all of our work and we test it again because we don't want to make the house too tight. If the house is too tight, it doesn't breathe. You have to cycle some air in and out. But we run a blower door when we start in the morning and when we're done in the afternoon. And typically, we shrink that number down. And the lower the number of CFM that can sneak in and out of your house, the lower the amount of conditioned air can sneak out. Conditioned air is money that you pay to heat and cool. So what we're trying to do is tighten the house so all that air that you pay very, very top dollar to heat and cool doesn't sneak out. So we test it when we get there in the morning, we test it when we leave, and we provide all this documentation to the customer. So when you're going to sell your home or you're buying a home and you see this documentation, you know it was done right and you know it was done to code specifications.
What's CFN?
CFM is the amount of air that can be cycled in and out of your home. It's a measurement of the amount of air that sneaks in and out of your home.
Again, how can people reach you in order to get an assessment? There are several venues, so if you could tell us all.
The easiest way to contact us would be to reach us. I mean, to be honest with you, people love the internet now. You could email us at myenergyaudit@able911. You could go to our website, www.able911.com, and just fill out the contact form. You could call us at 781-335-0000. And if it's late at night and you've had a fire or a flood, always call our 24/7 emergency hotline at 888-ABLE-911. We have on-call crews 24/7, 365. So we're always home when you need us.
That should be a number that people have very close at hand and hopefully never need it, but definitely very close at hand. And again, I am with Sean Callahan from Able Restoration. I have learned so much from you today. And I can't wait to sign up for my energy assessment because I guarantee you, you know, my house, we built it 26 years ago. So I guarantee you there's some things that could use improvement. And I'm excited about this.
Yeah,
I can't
we look
wait
forward to coming on. I think you'll be amazed.
I'm thinking I won't, but I'll be amazed at what you can do. And again, how can we reach you, Sean?
Easiest way to reach us is via phone, 781-335-0000. You could reach us at myenergyaudit@able911.com, or you could get us at our website, www.able911.com.
Excellent. And I also want to talk about the open houses this weekend. And if you are out and about, I will be in the South End at 485 Harrison Ave from 11:30 to 1 on Sunday. And if you want to see all the other open houses, and there are many, you can go to www.bostonconnect.com. And again, I want to thank you so much, Sean.
Well,
this was
a
pleasure having you. I can't wait to have you on again. Everyone, enjoy this beautiful day, because I don't think it's going to last. And this is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, who will be back next week.